The move to divest the nation's largest public pension funds from fossil fuel investments passed the state Senate last month, but has died without a vote in the assembly. Sacramento area Assemblyman Jim Cooper chairs the committee, which was to have considered the divestment measure tomorrow, but he refused to allow SB 1173 to come before the committee, effectively killing it. His move drew outrage from climate justice activists like C.J. Kep of Fossil Free California.
I think it's notable that Jim Cooper has received over $200,000 in donations from fossil fuel companies and refused to even allow it to go for a vote in his committee.
Cooper said in a statement that, quote, with a looming recession, the legislature should be looking at ways to protect the solvency of the state's pension systems and should not consider any proposals that negatively affect them. He called the proposal political. Cooper said he also was holding back a vote on Assemblyman Mike McGuire's legislation to ban new investments in certain Russian and Belarusian companies because of the war in Ukraine. Fossil Free California and other climate groups like Youth Versus the Apocalypse have waged a public pressure campaign for divestment. They say the state's massive public employees and teacher pension portfolios at CalPERS and CalSTRS are funding climate chaos. Kep says activists will be back next year for another legislative try when they won't have to contend with Cooper. He's in a runoff to be Sacramento County Sheriff.
We're going to keep the pressure up in the meantime on CalPERS and CalSTRS directly to divest from fossil fuels and live up to their fiduciary duty. But we're also going to be mobilizing for similar legislation next year.
The two funds have an estimated $9 billion of fossil fuel investments among their portfolios, which total about $820 billion. They have resisted divestment pressures, citing their fiduciary responsibility to pensioners. The California Faculty Association, though, backs the fossil fuel divestment measure. No immediate comment from Assemblyman Mike McGuire, who authored the proposal to bar new investments in Russian and Belarusian companies. That bill now also dead in the state assembly. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA Pacifica Radio.